This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Trump administration has ended all election security briefings to Congress just weeks before Americans cast their ballots for president. The top U.S. intelligence official, National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe, told lawmakers that they would only be receiving written updates about election security to help ensure the information is not misunderstood or politicized. President Trump, meanwhile, said in Texas the decision was made because people on Capitol Hill got information and that information leaked. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling the decision a shocking abdication of the lawful responsibility to keep Congress informed and a betrayal of the public's right to know how foreign powers are trying to subvert their democracy. President Donald Trump spent Saturday looking at damage from Hurricane Laura. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
I'm here to support the great people of Louisiana.
First stop for President Donald Trump was Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Already met some people that have been absolutely devastated. This was a tremendously powerful storm.
His visit to both Louisiana and Texas comes 2 days after the Category 4 storm slammed the Gulf Coast. Hundreds of thousands still remain without power or water, and it could be that way for weeks or months. I'm Shelley Adler.
Norwegian cyclist Alexander Kristoff has won the opening stage of the Tour de France, which had been delayed by several weeks because of the coronavirus outbreak. New rules limit crowd sizes, and any team that has more than two members, including support staff, test positive for the virus, will be eliminated from the race. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. About 1,000 people gathered in Kenosha, Wisconsin for a rally against police violence about a week after an officer shot Jacob Blake in the back seven times, leaving the 29-year-old black man paralyzed. Blake's family and activists organized the rally as National Guard units stood by with orders to prevent more unrest that erupted in Kenosha earlier in the week in response to the shooting. The 29-year-old Blake was shot in the back seven times August 23rd, leaving him partially paralyzed. The incident turned the predominantly white city of 100,000 into the latest hotspot in a summer of nationwide protests against charges of police brutality and systemic racism. Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook made a mistake in not removing a militia group's post calling for armed civilians to go to Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP's Julie Walker reports.
He says on Facebook the page for the Kenosha Guard violated policy and had been flagged by a bunch of people.
The reviewers who the initial complaints were funneled to didn't pick this up.
The page came down Wednesday after an armed civilian allegedly killed two people and wounded a third.
At this point, we haven't yet found any evidence that the shooter was following this Kenosha Guard page or was connected to the event or invited to the event in any way.
Zuckerberg also says Facebook is now taking down posts that praise 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, who is white and has been charged in the deadly shootings. I'm Julie Walker.
Actor Chadwick Boseman, best known for starring in the blockbuster Black Panther, has died after a four-year battle with colon cancer. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Black Panther was one of the highest-grossing films of 2018, and it was nominated for six Oscars, including Best Picture. It won three Academy Awards. Boseman originated the Black Panther film role 2 years earlier in Marvel's Captain America: Civil War and reprised it in two Avengers movies. During his screen career, he also played several real-life characters famed for breaking America's racial barriers, including soul singer James Brown in Get On Up, Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall in Marshall, and baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson in 42. Boseman, a native of South Carolina, passed away at his home with his wife and family at his side, the statement said, without specifying when he died. He lived in Los Angeles.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.